of folk songs. It's not that old, but it's older than us.
Yes.
The East Virginia Blues.
East Virginia, North Carolina.
Dell, I don't know if you noticed, but when I play this mandolin, I'm all over the fingerboard.
Well, that's
up and down, every which way, and I'm looking over you, and you just seem to just play one chord.
Well, I'll tell you, David, looks like you're still hunting a knife. I already found it.
All kidding aside, folks, you know, ever since Dell and I started playing bluegrass music, it's gotten really a lot more popular through the years, and largely due to new generations of younger musicians. We used to be the new kids on the block, but no more. But, you know, there's some incredible musicians have come along through the years, and you raised a couple yourself.
You did too. Yeah.
You know, all these young kids, they play circles around us old guys, but of course they're attracted to the mandolin. Obviously, they want to play the mandolin, they want to play the fiddle, the banjo, the dobro, lead guitar, but there's not very many of them that are dedicated to just playing good old solid bluegrass rhythm. And I got to hand it to Dell McCoy. He is flat guy. Now, along with his great rhythm playing, all the great bluegrass rhythm guitarists, they had these amazing runs, very well-placed runs on the bass part of the strings, and such as Lester Flatt, you know, had the Flatt's famous G run. What could be better than that, you know? And of course, Red Smiley, he had a D run that was pretty cool, yeah. And then Jimmy Martin, he had his own take on the G run himself, you know.